Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Another dry week across Brazil's central west soybean belt means only 7% of the country's crop was planted as of Friday. Paraná had planted 20% of its crop, behind the 24% planted at the same point last year. Planting in Mato Grosso was 8% complete as of Friday, down from 10% at the same point last year, and the five-year average of 14%. In Goiás, farmers have been holding off from planting due to the lack of rain. The state has planted just 1% of its projected 2014-15 soybean area. The International Energy Agency has cut its oil demand growth forecast for 2014 to its weakest level in 5 years. The IEA now forecasts growth to climb 700,000 barrels a day this year, about 700,000 barrels a day this year, about 200,000 barrels a day lower than previously forecast. A combination of lagging exports, excess supply, and falling prices of competing ingredients are working together to push dry distillers' grains prices to the lowest point in more than 5 years. In addition to lower export demand, domestic buyers seemed to lack buying interest. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 16,347, it's up 115 points. The NASDAQ, 38.37, up 38. The S&P 500 is 18.81, it is up 16.25 points. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets, agricultural weather, is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. I can talk about anything you want, actually.
Let's work with the weather.
All right. Well, it looks like rain is occurring across many areas from Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana, northward into Wisconsin and Michigan right now, and that is likely to continue to be the case here through the morning. As we go through the afternoon and into the evening hours, we'll send some thunderstorms rumbling across a large portion of the eastern Midwest, Ohio, Michigan, portions of eastern Indiana, and down into eastern Kentucky. We'll end up being the recipients of the greatest amount of rainfall during this period of time. And then as we move through the day on Wednesday, we'll likely see some lingering showers occurring in the easternmost portions of the Midwest. But most of the western Corn Belt will be dry. In fact, we'll see a large part of western Iowa, Missouri, Nebraska, the Dakotas, and Minnesota dry during the course of the day today. And then we'll see Illinois and Wisconsin, eastern Iowa, and eastern Missouri joining the parade here as we go into the day on Wednesday, especially Wednesday afternoon. The eastern Midwest, though, probably will have to wait until sometime Thursday afternoon or Thursday evening before the precipitation completely ends. The best news overall for this particular event is that it is the last in the series of bigger storm systems that have been plaguing parts of the Midwest for quite a while. And we are expecting to see roughly a 10-day period here of limited rainfall. In fact, many areas will be dry through a big part of that period, but there are going to be at least some showers that will impact a part of the region. We'll see a few of those beginning for a brief period of time, perhaps this weekend, coming into the western Corn Belt as isolated showers produce a few hundredths of an inch to a quarter of an inch of rain in a few spots, maybe something a little bit greater in parts of Missouri, and a few locations in Illinois, perhaps, as we go from Sunday into Monday. But we'll see drier air move back into the region after Tuesday, when we'll expect the showers mostly in the eastern Midwest. After that, though, we do see several more days of dry weather. I think our next opportunity for more meaningful precipitation will come into the period about the 24th into the 26th. At that point, we'll start seeing larger weather systems impacting the region once again. We do expect the temperatures to be seasonable through a big part of the next 5 to 7 days, although today and tomorrow will be cooler than usual, especially in the lower Midwest. Almost all of the Midwest from wall to wall will be in the 50s and lower 60s over these next two-day period. And we'll expect to see maybe a little bit warmer weather occurring this morning in Ohio and eastern Kentucky, maybe southeastern Michigan, just ahead of the rain. But that'll be the only exception. Then we'll look for temperatures to warm up a little bit, but stay in a seasonable range for the end of this week, the weekend, and on into early next week, when we'll see the daily highs running in the 50s and 60s in the northernmost parts of the Midwest, and mostly 60s and perhaps a few lower 70s occurring in southern areas. This same storm system that's moving through the Midwest that did produce 1 to 2 inch plus amounts of rainfall yesterday across many areas from Kansas to Wisconsin also had an impact on hard red winter wheat country the past few days. If we go back and look at the 5-day rainfall totals out that way, we see a lot of 1 to 2.5 inch amounts in southern Kansas and Oklahoma, as well as southeastern Colorado, which was the region that was suffering the most from dryness all the way back into September. So we're going to see a big improvement in wheat country out there over the next few days as they dry out, just like the Midwest will. We do have some strong northerly winds blowing through the western Corn Belt this morning, and those will shift into the eastern parts of the region as we see the rains finally winding down across the region. Some of the wind speeds today will be sustained at 20 to 25 miles per hour. There'll be some gusts getting to 30 and 35 miles per hour in a few areas. We'll look for some calmer weather to occur after the storm exits out of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather comes from Busey. Busey and its associates remain committed to lending a helping hand, with contributions of more than $1 million and countless volunteer hours each year to better the communities where we live and work. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Join us November 24th for our first ever WILL Egg Farm Assets Conference at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. Our on-air analysts will be all there talking about corn, soybeans, and cash grain marketing. And we've lined up experts from the U of I College of ACES to take up farmland values, crop insurance, and the ARC-PLC decision. The cost is $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065. Or on our secure website at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat, 582 and a quarter down 2. Soft December, 499 down 6 and a quarter. December corn, 344 and 3 quarters down 1 and a quarter. March, 357 and a half down 1. July, 374 down 1 and a quarter. November soybeans, 960 and a quarter up 15. They've been as high today as 970 and a half. January, 968 up 14 and 3 quarters. July, 985 up 15. October soybean meal, 352.90 up 950. October soybean oil, 32.87, down a penny. October live cattle, 166.07 and a half, down 42 and a half. October feeders, 241.20, now 22 and a half, down 7 and a half. And October lean hogs are 109.47 and a half, up 12 and a half. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
What's got into the soybeans today?
Well, they've been pushed up, and they went through the old highs, and that had technical signs to buy. Wet weather has pushed them from their lows of last week, now 60 cents. Actually, on the high today, we were up 25. We're up 14 right now. We went from up 25 to up 10 in about a minute and a half, just dropped like a rock, and now we're back up 14 again. Corn's down 1.5, and wheat's down 6.5, so it's a tale of different things. The wet weather holding up prices in the beans, and then technical signs telling it to go, and some people bought, and we're 12 off the highs. We've been literally in the last 10 minutes in a 16-cent range from up 25 to up 9.
Is it possible that we've hit a harvest low in soybeans?
That is possible. People talked about that every day this week. Well, in fact, last Friday we dropped like a rock, and then Monday we gained more than we lost, and then overnight and today they're talking about that, but they're also talking about, you know, when we do have good weather, which starts supposedly Wednesday in places and goes for 10 days of warm and dry, that could create harvest pressure to push things back towards those lows, maybe just not quite to them.
I wonder if there are buy orders in corn just above the 50-day moving average, which we have bumped up against today.
It wouldn't surprise me to have technical people there ready to do that. I don't know that we're ready to go there yet, but we're a nickel off the highs in corn, down 1.5. And while we've been talking, I think we've been down 2.5 to down 1.
Thank you, Pete.
Have a great one.
You too. Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current update of the marketplace: December corn, 344 3/4, down 1 1/4. March, 357 1/4, down 1 1/4. December, 389 1/2, down 2 1/2. November soybeans, 958 3/4, up 13 1/2. July, 990 1/2, up 13 3/4. October soybean meal, 352 90, up 950. October soybean oil, still at 32.87, down 1 cent. Hard red winter December wheat, 582, down 2 1/4. And soft December, 498 3/4, down 6 1/2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.